We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It's October 31st. It is spooky season. It's Halloween. Hope everyone has costumes picked out, ready to go. We have a 7-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. I'm joined by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice of Six. Chief, Halloween, 7 games, some back-to-backs, and football week in the books. How's it going, my friend?
It's going well. I must say, man, you mentioned football. I know this is an NBA pod, but I mean, I had an exceptional London game slate, Stevie. In terms of props, I didn't miss any. Like, literally got them all right. That kind of set up my Sunday on yesterday and today. And The rest of the slate, I've just kind of been cruising. I haven't actually done well, but who cares? Because I mean, when I tell you I crushed the London slate, like, it was ridiculous. So it's amazing what one part of the day can do. The other part didn't go well, but it means nothing. I was already so far ahead for the day. So I love days like that, and now I'm just kind of, you know, cruising along with some Sunday night football. NBA, of course, and then lo and behold, man, we get to talk about a beautiful slate on Monday. This should be a good one. This might be my favorite slate of the year so far, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I like these smaller slates. 6 to 8 games, I talk about it all the time. NASCAR weekend was wild, Will. The first 407 laps of the race were awful. The last 25 laps of the race were insane. Ross Chastain did something that I've never seen before in NASCAR. He went into the final corner and just rode the wall and never let go of the gas pedal and gained 6 spots to make the championship 4 by 3 places. It was some of the wild things I've ever seen. Sleeper had some good picks over there on Sleeper this week. And, you know, we do the morning grind game for the football, and I hope everyone jumped on board. We did a 3-for-3, 6X over there on Sleeper, and that hit. And I had props hitting in the first half. It was awesome. You know, Tyreek Hill, Derrick Henry, like, I had those props everywhere. So – I mean, I tweeted out, I wrote those guys up on Scores and Odds this week, and I tweeted out, I said, man, I wrote these picks on Friday, and it was a sweat to get there. No one got my joke. Maybe it was just a bad joke, Will, but they both had their prop in the second quarter. So, yeah, I was joking about sweating that one out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, man, I'm glad you guys crushed. You know, I have to hop into the NASCAR streets and see what's going on, and then go plug it in over the weekend. So I'm always glad when you post those winners.
We got some basketball to talk about. Seven games, like I mentioned. If you haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there, check them out. Sleeper Fantasy. Love what they're doing over there. Really easy platform for fantasy props. The squad. Get in the Rotor Grinder squad. You know, use promo code Grinder. Get the 100% deposit bonus up to $100. I know Will is digging the fantasy props. He has the prop shop over there on Discord, in the Rotor Grinders Discord, and Sleeper. It's just a really easy platform to use. So if you haven't checked them out, use promo code Grinders. If you want to join the squad and you're already a member on Sleeper, head on over to the comments or the description. And yeah, so I'm excited. Will, comes to basketball and this slate, we got Halloween. Leave us a comment over there on the YouTube page, Rotor Grinders Morgan Grind YouTube page. Leave us a comment on this video. Let us know what you're dressing up as for Halloween. So,
yeah.
Let's get into it. Are you dressing up before we get into it? Are you dressing up?
Negative.
All right. I am Mr. Potato Head. My wife is Mrs. Potato Head. I'm Mr. Potato Head. And the kids are dressing up as some Toy Story characters. So, it should be fun. We get started here. Sacramento at Charlotte, 233 total. Sacramento, a 1.5-point favorite in this one. Kings good to go as far as the injury report is concerned. On the Charlotte side, Ball is out. Martin and Rozier are doubtful. So we'll start here with Sacramento. We start with a fantastic game. This game is juicy. You know, the Kings, they don't play any defense. Charlotte, they're okay, but I mean, this is a great to start. What do you like here for the Kings?
Well, I think that's the interesting thing, because Charlotte's not playing great defense right now. I think more so based on personnel than anything. Coach Clifford absolutely wants these guys to play defense. Like, there has been a coaching change, so I think we have to keep that in mind. Like, Coach Borrego is not leading the charge. Coach Steve Clifford is there, back for a second stint. And he is going to be a more defensive coach than a lot of these other guys. So I'm not expecting Charlotte to continue to play bad defense as, you know, guys get healthy and they come back. But in terms of this game with Sacramento, I mean, it should be crazy here. Sacramento should be able to put up points. De'Aaron Fox should be able to put up points. Domantas Sabonis, I don't know if I've been as excited to play him this season, Steve, at 8,200. This is probably the best spot he's had all year, I would say, so far. So I really like Sabonis. Like, if Sabonis was ever going to put up a 50 spot, definitely feels like it against Charlotte. And so this is just a prime time spot. Kevin Huerter should be able to put up some points. I mean, we saw him torch Miami the other night, but I like Domantas Sabonis is probably my favorite spin from this game.
I love big men against Charlotte. We've talked about this for years. I mean, nothing's really changed. It's still PJ Washington. It's still Mason Plumlee here. So I am with you on Sabonis. I like him a lot. I mean, De'Aaron Fox, Kevin Huerter, I mean, they can have good games here. This is going to be a fast-paced game. I'm really interested in Keegan Murray. He's 6K now. I think the price kind of keeps people off of him. He really hasn't, like, had that high ceiling game. You know, he's scoring points. He's someone you could definitely look at in, like, the prop world for points. So I have interest in him. But, yeah, I like this a bonus call. I think he's my favorite play from this team. This is a fantastic matchup, and I could see him having a big game in this one. I mean, his minutes have kind of been all over the place, but you got to look at those games. This is going to be a competitive game, fast-paced game. I have interest in him. I still think De'Aaron Fox is the high-ceiling guy here with the usage that he has, but I like this a bonus call, especially at the $8,200 price tag.
Yeah.
Charlotte. We know the Kings are terrible defensively. They're a 1-4 team that ranks 26th in defensive efficiency this season. Gordon Hayward, Dennis Smith Jr., they've looked fantastic with Rozier and Martin off the floor. You know, we have Rozier doubtful again. DSJ 6K here on DraftKings in a fantastic matchup. Oh, yeah. I have a hard time not having interest here in Dennis Smith Jr. and Gordon Hayward at these prices.
Yeah, and I don't know why they're so cheap in this spot, Stevie. They're also giving us Kelly Oubre at 5,900. Like, this is they're priced like they're playing, I don't know, Boston or something like that. So I really like these guys. This is a big spot for them. So I'm all aboard these Hornets. I mean, I don't even mind Mason Plumlee at 4,900. Like, this feels like a great, great, great spot for this team.
Yeah, I mean, P.J. Washington played a ton of minutes last time out against Golden State. They're playing their starters a good amount of minutes. I don't think I want to go to the bench here on the Charlotte side. I mean, I just don't see a ton of upside here for the bench guys just in general. So I think I'm going to stay in the main pieces. If I had to pick anybody coming off of the bench, it'd probably be McDaniels at 4,600. If he's going to get that like 25 plus minutes, he could put up 30 fantasy points at 4,600. But Dennis Smith, Gordon Hayward, Kelly Oubre, my main targets from Charlotte night before. Philadelphia at Washington, 219.5 total in this one. Philadelphia is a 4.5-point favorite. Big thing here, Washington is on a back-to-back. I have an injury report for them. We'll see if anybody is going to sit the second end of a back-to-back or not. But the big thing here is we have a question mark on Embiid, Will. So, Stiley, what are your thoughts here on the 76ers?
I mean, this is an interesting spot. Like, with Embiid being questionable, and he very well could be out. Like, this is one of those spots where I'm like, oh, he's going to play. Like, he very well could be out. If he's out, Stevie, like, James Harden. Like, isn't this the James Harden spot of all James Harden spots this season probably so far? Like, they're just going to open it up for him. He's going to do it all. And, Steve, the thing is, he's been doing it all anyway. So it's not like we're getting, I guess, end of the year James Harden with Philly last year where he's kind of scoring 12 to 18 points and getting assists and sometimes getting assists, sometimes getting rebounds. Like, this year, and he hasn't had these big 30-point games every game this season, but overall the peripherals have been there almost every game. And that's what's getting me excited. So if Embiid ends up sitting, then I'm absolutely intrigued by playing James Harden, Tyrese Maxey. If Embiid is in, then I do think that changes, you know, how I view this game a little bit because Philly is playing slightly slow or very slow this year, rather. They probably pick up a little bit more plays playing Washington. You know, Tobias Harris at 5,500 would be a really good play if Embiid was out. So I think this team is based on Embiid news. You know, Montrezl Harrell would maybe pick up a few minutes, but I'm not thrilled about Montrezl with Philly this season so far. But Harden, Maxey, and Tobias Harris, Steve, I mean, these guys, they'd be incredible plays.
Yeah, you mentioned it, man. Philly plays at the slowest pace in the NBA, but if Embiid is out, in a small sample size, James Harden, 33.5% usage, 1.5 fantasy points per minute with Embiid off the floor this season. Maxey averaging 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Melton's been good with Embiid off the floor. I don't buy that as much. I think that's more of just kind of having a good bench roll. He's 4K, though. Ton of interest in Harden and Maxey if Embiid sits. If Embiid plays, I don't have a ton of interest in this game overall. I mean, I could see still playing Maxey at 6K if Embiid is in. We talked about this guy, and, you know, we knew what we were getting from him, and he's really, you know, had some big games here recently. So Maxey, Harden, if Embiid is out, Maxey probably it for me if Embiid plays. Even if Embiid is out, do we think Trez gets run here? he's 4,500. If you think he's going to get 25 minutes if Embiid sits, someone interesting, but I don't know. It's tough to kind of George Nang is there as well, so I don't know who Philly would play if Embiid sits.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they would do either. What I do know is, you know, I think it's the Harden Harris
Paul Reed would probably get minutes too, right?
Yeah, Paul Reed should get some. Here's the question. Do we think PJ Tucker plays 30 minutes if Embiid is out? That might be actually what happens, Stevie, to be honest with you. Like, the more I sit back and think about it, like, it feels like a PJ Tucker 30-plus minute game with him just grinding stats. You know what I mean? Like, especially if they're going to have Porzingis out there against Washington, they might just say, hey, PJ, just, you know, go take care of Porzingis for us. I'm just thinking.
Well, I mean, he's already playing. Kuzma, right? So,
yeah,
he'll have to have – he'll have to have someone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think – okay, so if Embiid sits, I think I'd have interest in whoever starts.
Yeah.
Whether it be Reed or Harrell. I think I would take some shots. Or Nang. Like, whoever starts, I think I would have some interest. Because they're all three of them are really cheap.
Yeah. So, for sure.
Washington, for sure. Second half of a back-to-back here for Washington. I haven't read anything as far as, like, Porzingis is concerned. But I wouldn't be shocked if Porzingis gets the second half of a back-to-back off here at the beginning of the year. What are your thoughts here on Washington?
Yeah, Washington is a weird team for me. I mean, I do feel like Will Barton, I mean, if he got 30 minutes in this game, I think I'd have some interest at 4,700. Like, he feels like a pretty good play. You know, Porzingis at 7,500. It's not a bad play if he plays. Like, he's been playing okay. But I don't really want to play too many guys from Washington. Now, if he sits, then I think that opens it up for Rui and probably a little bit of Daniel Gafford at 3,600. But all in all, I don't really want to play anyone from the Washington Wizards.
Atlanta at Toronto, 223 total here. Toronto is a 4-point favorite. Bogdanović and Porter are the only two people on the injury report here for these two teams. We'll start with the Atlanta squad. Any interest in the Hawks here?
I don't mind the Hawks, man. They're playing Toronto. This should be an up-and-down game. Stevie, I've been fully on board and invested with John Collins this season because the minutes have mostly been there, like most games. You know, I'm not even going to worry about that Detroit game. That was a blowout. I played 31 against Milwaukee. But I like John Collins. He's playing big minutes so far. I'm fully invested. The Trae Young – DeJounte Murray, it seems to be working for them. And so that's helping them to compete, win games. So I like this team a ton. But John Collins, absolutely one of my favorites. Clint Capella at 5K, I don't mind because he does have some upside. I think as long as he's in this kind of bottom salary category, you take some shots. Now, Okongwu is playing about 20 minutes a game this season. He may almost be the better play, if you will. But I still rather take Capella. I think Capella has more upside.
Yeah, John Collins is someone that I'll definitely be looking at, like, on the props side of things. Trae Young and DeJounte Murray, I don't know how much I'd play these guys together, but I think they both have some individual ceiling in a matchup on any given slate. It's tough to say, too, Will, because Toronto just plays so slow, and this game's in Toronto. Like, they're 29th in pace this season, and it's by a pretty good margin. So for me, it's tough when I'm looking at, like, anybody outside of, like, Trae Young. I mean, maybe a little bit of exposure to Murray. Definitely look at Collins on the prop sites, and then I don't mind the Capella call. He's 5K. He's someone that can go for 6X. Toronto likes to use their bigs, so I think this is a spot you can definitely get a few extra minutes. Greg in YouTube chat said that when Embiid was out Friday, Tucker played the five and Melton started. So thanks for hanging out in YouTube chat. So, I mean, that's just going back to that game that we were just talking about. So,
yeah.
Toronto side of this game, Siakam's 8,900. Like, he's now five straight games, over at least 47 fantasy points. Seems to be the guy. If this game does get pushed a little bit pace-wise, more towards like the Atlanta pace, which we see from time to time, it's hard not to have, you know, exposure to a guy that has over 28% usage in 4 of 6 games this season.
Yeah, man. And not only that, Stevie, the minutes, I mean, whew.
Toronto, this, baby.
My gosh. I mean, is Nick Nurse, Tom Thibodeau, like, it's why you like these types of plays, man. Like, these minutes are huge. You got Van Vliet at 7,700. You know, he's playing big minutes. Like, this, when you're getting minutes, you just have to buy into it. Gary Trent Jr., 5,700. I don't mind him. He's playing big minutes. Like, that's what we want, Stevie. You know, OG's playing minutes. Scotty's playing minutes. I love this team. So, Siakam, absolutely numero uno in terms of targets, but I don't mind mixing in these other guys, man. This starting lineup, they're all playing 35-plus minutes.
Yeah, I mean, Siakam would be my favorite. I still think he has the highest ceiling. Van Vliet, on games that he shoots well, he's someone that can just add the assists and the rebounds, and he's someone that can get steals and blocks as well. So he is someone that can fill the stat sheet. Scotty Barnes is consistent. I don't mind this matchup for Scotty Barnes. I think he'll end up getting some John Collins, which I think could benefit on the offensive side, Barnes. So definitely don't hate that. Anything else here from this one?
No, I am good to go, man. I mean, I do like this game as well. I don't like it more than Sacramento Charlotte, but I still think it's another good game. But heck, we got a couple more coming up. So
this next one, man. Pacers and Nets. 237.5 total here. Brooklyn 8-point favorite. McConnell questionable. Naismith questionable. Thies out. Tice out. On the Brooklyn side, Curry questionable. Warren out. Looking at the Pacers here. Tell me why I should not play Haliburton in this game.
I cannot. He's 8,500. To put it in perspective, Kyrie is 9,500, and they're averaging pretty much the same amount of fantasy points per game this season. And Kyrie's 1,000 more. Now, Kyrie probably has more scoring upside, but that's where his point coming from. Haliburton is doing it all. 8,500. Just put up 53 against his team, 26-8-6. Stevie, with 3 steals, 3 turnovers. I'm not expecting him to duplicate that completely, but I definitely think he could go for 20 and 10, like 20 points, 10 assists, because he's been assisting out of his mind. So I'm really into Haliburton here at 8,500. He's definitely going to be another favorite target of mine. You know, Benedict Mathurin, if he gets 30 minutes again, he's 6K. I don't mind taking a shot in this type of spot against the Brooklyn Nets. Like, this is where we want to get exposure to him. Jalen Smith, 5,500. I'm willing to roll it on him as well. Miles Turner, 5,500. Stevie, I mean, if he gets this spot, and he was out, you know, for low injury management or whatever against Brooklyn, but we saw him put up 54 against Washington. I mean, yeah, against Washington. And this is a similar situation to me with Brooklyn. So, once again, I like this Indiana team.
Two of the worst defensive teams in the league. I think they ranked 27th and 30th in defensive efficiency this season. So, I mean, it's hard not to love this spot, just in general, for this entire game. Haliburton is someone that I think absolutely crushes in this matchup. Mathurin is someone at 6K who has some upside. I don't think I play him and Buddy Hield together, even though they had a good game last time out. You know, Buddy Hield kind of filled up the stat sheet against Brooklyn the other night, Saturday night. It was definitely not a typical Buddy Hield game. He had 8 assists, 9 rebounds, and 17 points. Like, if he did that consistently, he'd be one of the best DFS plays on most slates. So a lot of ways you can approach this one. Miles Turner, assume he's back and he plays in this one. Jalen Smith is 5,500. He's definitely interesting against Durant. Do we think Turner plays in this game? He's not on the injury report. But yeah, I guess he would play.
Yeah.
Let's talk Brooklyn on the other side of this game. You know, again, you just mentioned that we just had this game. It was, what, 241 points on Saturday. It was, you know, really good DFS game. What are we doing here with the Brooklyn Nets?
I mean, this is a good spot for Brooklyn as well, equally. The problem is their big two are very expensive. But we've got Ben Simmons at 6,400. Baby triple-double the other day, 9, 9, and 8. And I've been saying that these types of games are coming. I'd be willing to roll him back out at 6,400 and let's see what happens. I think something similar is probably in the works in this game. But that's just kind of how I feel, Stevie. I don't really want to play Kyrie and KD. They're just, once again, it's got nothing to do with what I think they can do. They're just both very expensive. So I think I'd just rather get exposure to Simmons and let it go from there.
It's weird having interest in Ben Simmons, but I'm actually with you. He just does so much outside of, like, offense because he doesn't play a lot of offense. But he's someone that he can triple-double. He has that type of upside. So 6,400 for a guy that has triple-double upside, he's playing the minutes, 34, 37, and 36 in the last three games. This game should be competitive. I mean, this is a triple-double spot. He missed it by 2 rebounds and assist and 1 point the other night when they played Saturday. So I have interest in Ben Simmons in this one as well. Durant and Kyrie, like you mentioned, their prices kind of hurt him in this matchup. If Seth Curry ends up missing, I don't think I want to, but I think you could potentially see more minutes for like a Joe Harris or a Patty Mills. It's a small slate, but I don't think I even end up on those guys, even if they do miss. So
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Detroit at Milwaukee, 229 total in this one. The Bucks, 12.5-point favorite. I think this is the biggest favorite we've had on the podcast this season so far. Back-to-back for Detroit. We'll get an injury report tomorrow morning. Connaughton, Ingles, and Middleton still out for the Bucks. Is there anything that you like here for Detroit?
Against Milwaukee, this feels very yucky, Stevie. Now, Bogdanovich has been playing out of his mind in terms of his scoring. I mean, he's pretty much almost guaranteed 20-plus points a game at this point, it seems. But, of course, as we know, that's mostly what he's doing. That's mostly what he's doing. Isaiah Stewart's been playing great. You know, centers against Milwaukee used to be a thing. You know, we'll kind of see how it goes, but I'm not thrilled, to be honest with you, about playing anyone from Detroit against Milwaukee. Like this should essentially be a really tough spot for a mostly young team.
Back to back too. Milwaukee is the best defensive team in the league so far. The Pistons are the second worst defensive team in the league. Like, I think if you're playing this game, you're just kind of figuring out what needs to happen for it to stay close. Whether it be like Cunningham or like Ivy just having like monster games. I think Cade Cunningham would have to have a monster game in this one. You know, he's going to have like a 30 plus point actual point night for this game to stay close. So I think if you're playing Giannis, you have to play Cunningham because, I mean, they kind of correlate with each other. You need the game to stay close. But overall, I don't have a ton of interest in this game. I mean, Isaiah Stewart at 5,200, there's some upside there. But I just don't like to predict blowouts, but I don't see many avenues of this game staying close. And like Giannis on the other side of this game is 12-5. He can put up 60 and not beat you. You know, so it's really tough for me to play Giannis. Drew at 8,400, I'm more likely to play Drew than I am Giannis. But overall, I mean, my favorite play from Milwaukee is probably like Bobby Portis. And I mean, that's not saying much.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get it. I almost don't mind this on this slate, but like, I totally get it. Like, is he going to be able to really put upside? He could get it done, like have a massive, 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 you know, first half and kind of cruise in the second half. But yeah, all in all, it is what it is.
I do want to mention Brook Lopez. You know, I brought him up a couple times in the podcast this year. On those bigger slates, it's really tough to play Lopez at 5,100. But on a smaller seven-game slate, I mean, 6-7x from Lopez is solid. The minutes are there. Until the minutes kind of go away, like if Brook Lopez is going to play 30 minutes a night at 5,100 in this offense, sign me up. I think this is a spot you sign me up. Memphis at Utah. 235.5 total in this game, Will. Memphis, a 3.5-point favorite. Green, Triple J, Williams out. Morant, questionable. Gay and Kessler out for Utah. I mean, the biggest injury news on the entire slate is John Morant. I guess him and Embiid. Morant missed Saturday's game with this illness that is, kind of lingering here a little bit. Basketball illness is so much different than a lot of other sports because you're just you have to feel okay running up and down the court, you know, 100 times, 200 times a game. What are your thoughts here? I mean, if Morant sits, like, I think you have to fire up Desmond Bane at 7,900. I think you have to look at Tyus Jones at 6K here. You know, Utah, a good defensive team. But they also play really fast. They're top 10 in pace this season so far. So I think if Morant's out, Bane and Tyus Jones are super interesting. Dylan Brooks would be someone else that could put up 15-plus shot attempts in this one. What are your thoughts here on Memphis?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're doing. We're looking at all of these, you know, secondary pieces. You know, like Tyus Jones, who will be able to step up. Dylan Brooks at 5,800, he's another guy that I like. Now, he's going to be more scoring dependent, but he's going to get the shots up, Steve. He took 20 shots against Utah in the last game here. Desmond Bane at 7,900, you know, he's going to kind of do it all. We know he's going to get some peripherals, but he's also going to score. Also, Steve, don't look now. Desmond Bane over 30 points in 3 straight games. Not expecting him to have 30, but he's going to be a really good play. Bottom line, he's going to be a really good play. You know, God, what's my guy? Brandon Clark at 4,400. You know, hopefully he can pick up a few. I know he only played 15 against Utah in that last game, had four fouls. He gets to 25 minutes. He's another guy that I really like. So I'll be all aboard secondary pieces here.
Very interesting game if Morant sits. But let's play counterpart to this. Will Morant plays? What are your thoughts on Memphis?
Morant plays. I mean, then I'm definitely not playing Bane at 79. Even though he's,
I still think you look at his point prop though, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 Absolutely. Yeah,
I still think you look at his point prop.
Yeah. Even though he's been stellar, I can't touch him. He's not. He's basically priced for Ja to be out, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. But
Desmond Bane shouldn't be 8K. He's probably like a $6,500 player, not a $7,900 player. I'd be off almost everybody on this team, including Tyus at 6K. Like, Tyus is priced for Ja to be out. So
yep.
I pretty much just be on Ja, and that would be about it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be looking at Bane prop-wise for his points. Or you know, our boy Jennifer Grant is pants off with the scoring that Desmond Bane has been doing. He ladders Desmond Bane points all the time. So,
and he's making bank right now.
As long as he keeps scoring
30.
The last two or three games, I'm sure Grant made a little bit of money on Desmond Bane going over 30 points. So let's talk about the Utah Jazz Memphis. I mean, they're not a great defensive team this year. Like, we're so used to Memphis in our heads being a good defensive team. They're not. Lauri Markkanen looks great. He's consistently getting rebounds and putting up good numbers. I think he's probably underpriced at 7,100. Clarkson hasn't had that, like, huge, you know, kind of go off game yet. Mike Conley not playing a ton of minutes. I still like Kelly Olynyk's going to have good games from time to time. He had a really good game last time out against the same team. Talk to me here about the Jazz.
So the thing I like about the Jazz, Stevie, is despite their change in personnel, you kind of know where all the production is going to come from. And Lauri Markkanen is back to being Lauri Markkanen from the Bulls with no help or with not a bunch of guys. Now, he's 7,100. Don't get me wrong. But, Stevie, he's been great this season. I mean, great. He's another guy. If you look, he's on double-double watch almost every game this season so far. So I really like Lauri, even at 71 in the spot. If Ja sits, I am very excited about playing Lauri Markkanen for sure, because I feel like the game will be closer. Jordan Clarkson's been playing good minutes. He's very scoring dependent. So, you know, if he's really dialing it up early, if he can push the envelope to around 25 actual points, then now we're probably looking at him going for 35-ish and starting to get closer to 40. So I think he's a guy that you can look at as well. Also, Kelly Olynyk, he's been playing big minutes sporadically. I don't ever mind playing Kelly Olynyk. He's getting 30. I think the sneaky play here is Vanderbilt at 5,300. He's been playing really good minutes as well. And we know he's got some upside to get into the 30s. And so at 5,300, I mean, if we penciled him in at 32 fantasy points right now for 53, I think we'd take that, Stevie. So I like Vanderbilt a great deal in this spot, especially if Ja is out.
All right, so we finish it out with Houston at LA taking on the Clippers. 224.5 total on this one. Clippers a 9.5-point favorite. This line was only up on one book. This is both teams on the second end of a back-to-back. So we don't know what we're looking at. We know that Kawhi Leonard's not going to play. You know, Tyronn Lue already said that Kawhi is not playing Sunday or Monday. So we already know no Kawhi Leonard. I mean, that's obviously pretty big news. John Wall not expected to play on the second half of a back-to-back. We read that as well. Let's start with Houston. No John Wall, no Kawhi Leonard. More competitive game. What are your thoughts here on the Rockets?
I mean, the Rockets are on the back, which I know you've already mentioned, but I mean, this team, Stevie, everything hinges on Kevin Porter Jr., Jalen Green, and now they've got Jabari Smith playing minutes pretty much already in the 30s. So those three guys, that's where a lot of the production is going to come from. So I think my favorite play, believe it or not, is probably Kevin Porter Jr., Steve, at 7,600. He's put up some really good games here because he's getting it done across the board, points, rebounds, assists, couple blocks, couple steals. At 7,600, I don't mind him in a game against the Clippers. And if this game is close, then his cohorts like Green and Jabari Smith are part of that as well. Whew, that was a snuff. Sorry about that, guys.
Are you good? The other guy that I just wanted to bring up really quick is Sengun, 5,200. He's not getting a ton of minutes, Will, which hurts his overall ceiling, but he's a machine, man. This is a guy that he can double-double in 25 minutes, and he's 5,200. He's a guy that can go 8x at 5,200, even playing 25 to 27 minutes. So I think he is someone you have to look at in tournaments here. Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr., those are your guys that you're always looking at. KPG, he's been consistent. He's only had one big ceiling game so far. I think my favorite play from Houston is Sengun. And depending on what the injury news and injury report looks like here for Houston. And then on the Clippers side of things, we already know no Kawhi. We already know John Wall not likely to play. Listen, I have a ton of interest in Paul George. I don't want to overlook the fact that, like, Paul George is in a good spot here. But is this, like, a Norman Powell game? Like, is Norman Powell going to get 30, 35 minutes in this game at 5,400? Like, Norman Powell's a guy that can score the basketball. No Kawhi Leonard here. Like, are we looking at Norman Powell game?
I mean, maybe. Like, so Norman Powell, it's so weird, man. I don't ever know, like, which Norman Powell is going to show up, Stevie. Like,
know which Norman Powell is going to show up.
But he's also 5,400, and I'm willing to take the risk at 5,400 if Kawhi is out and he's going to play around 30 minutes. Like, that's really what it boils down to. If he's playing 30 minutes, like, I'm absolutely in on playing some Powell. We'll probably get Reggie Jackson playing, you know, close to 30 minutes in this spot. I don't mind him as well. But I don't want to bury the lead, Stevie. This team is going to hum along in this spot. Doesn't Paul George have to really get rolling here? Like, at 9,300, is this the Paul George explosion game similar to the Spurs where he drops 40? Not saying he's going to drop 40 real points here, but does he get involved with the steals, the blocks, the stocks, the rebounds, the assists, to where he can get to almost 60 points? I think it's possible. 9,300, I'm willing to roll the dice.
The other guy, like, if it's not, it could be Morris. It could be Nicholas Batum. Paul George is the real answer here. Again, I don't want to overlook that. Paul George is in a fantastic spot in this one. So, all right, let's play the morning grind game, and then we will get out of here. And hope everyone has themselves a Monday. Have some fun on Halloween. Favorite play, under 5,000 to go 7x. Who do you got going 7x today?
Let's see, Stevie. I think we've got some good options here. I know I've got my favorite. I'm going to give you two. I think Miles Turner plays, and I'm still going Miles Turner, but I'm also going Jalen Smith. I'm giving you a two for them. Both on the same team. They're both the same price. I'm pretty sure Turner's going to play. But if he doesn't, it's Jalen. If he's in, it's him.
All right. I'm going to go to a guy that hasn't hit 7X yet this season. I don't think he has. And I changed the rule. First podcast we did this year. I'm going Clint Capella at 5K to go 7X today. He's 35. And I think he gets the minutes in this game. If he can stay out of foul trouble, I think he can stay on the floor. I think he's going to double-double. And if he can put up, you know, a block or two in that process, I think he can get to 7X. Over 8K to go under 5X. Who's your bust today?
Who I actually think we have who we think. I think I'm going with Kyrie. I think Kyrie's too expensive.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I'm going to go Giannis. I don't think this game stays close enough for Giannis to have a monster game. So process of elimination, right? Process of elimination is going to put me on Giannis today. I just think overall it's a tough game for Detroit on a back-to-back.
Yeah.
Favorite 6X play. Who do you got going 6X today?
It's a lot of these. I'm gonna stay in this Charlotte game. I think Gordon Hayward, like he's way too cheap for this spot. He should go over with ease, I think.
I'm gonna follow you in that Charlotte game and go Dennis Smith Jr. I don't think Rozier plays from everything that I've read. So I'm gonna go DSJ. We're gonna jump aboard the value train here in Charlotte. And value guys don't always have to be 4K. There's plenty of value in the 5 to 7K range on each and every slate. So ton of interest here in Charlotte and Dennis Smith Jr. And Hayward. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Someone you think is going to be under 10% owned that has a big game today. Who do you got as your let's get weird GPP play of the day?
Yeah, it's definitely not the guy I want to take. So it's definitely not him. I think it's Lauri Markkanen. I don't see Lauri having much ownership today. I've been on Lauri all season at 7,100. Not going to stop now.
I like that call. I don't think he's someone that gets a ton of ownership on this slate. So, yeah, I like that call. Struggle with this one. I don't know if he'll get a ton of ownership or not, but give me Mathurin.
I like that.
I don't know if he'll get a ton of ownership or not, but I like that game, and I'm trying to think of someone that would be under 10% owned in that game. So, like a good play that's not like getting too crazy is like the question. So I'll take Mathurin as my let's get weird GPP play of the day. Any bets standing out to you here on the night before?
What I will say is I think Gordon Hayward's going to come out with a points prop of 20 and a half. Like that's kind of what I'm thinking. And I think you just take the over. I think he goes for 25 at least in this spot.
Yeah. I like the over in the Charlotte game. 233. Yeah. I think that game is going to be really high scoring. I'm going to take the over in the Charlotte-Sacramento game, over 233. Will, do you have a sleeper play fired up, or you want me to just give out two that I like over there? There's not a ton up right now on sleeper, but we gotta keep the streak going.
Yeah, hey, you give yours out, brother. Give yours out.
All right, I think you're
– I think Hayward's going to be on there at 20 and a half, for what it's worth.
Yeah, so – No Charlotte props up yet, but I'm going to take a guy or give out two to keep our morning grind game going here. We talked about this one earlier, but give me Sabonis over 16.5 points in this one against Charlotte. He's only hit this number a couple times this year, but I think this is a great matchup for him. And then give me Siakam over 39.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Absolutely love this spot for Siakam. So there's our 2-for-2 play for today. 3X over there on Sleeper. And hopefully we can start the week off on a positive note. And again, if you haven't joined over there, promo code Grinders, 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Will, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, sir. I am good to go, man. And let's help these people win some money tomorrow.
Let's do it. Let's gonna wrap it up here for Monday. We'll be back Tuesday talking more hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.